that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So this piece of junk that we live in cannot inherit the kingdom of God. These perishable bodies of ours are not able to live forever. But let me tell you a wonderful secret God has revealed to us. What, he's going to tell us a wonderful secret? Hey, I want to know what this wonderful secret is. God has revealed it. Not all of us will die, but we'll all be transformed. Ooh, could we be the lucky ones that's not going to die? Could we be? We could be. Wouldn't that be something that we happen to be the generation? And what if it did happen this week? Hey, I wouldn't have to teach a healing school Saturday. I've been teaching a healing school the second Saturday of every month for almost 20 years. It was about a three-year period in there. I taught one on the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday. So I've taught a lot of healing schools. That's why I've got 450 teachings here. Just think, 400, I would never have dreamed. If you'd have told me when I was a young man that one day I'd have 450 teachings on CD and DVD, and I'd be giving away 10,000 to 12,000 a week of these and shipping them, sending them all over the world, free and postpaid, I'd have said, you're crazy. But that's what we do today. We've been doing that for years. And I've seen God send these things out. And, of course, we've seen people get healed. And we have letters come back every week. We have people call us. And, of course, some never call us. And in fact, the other day, Elder and I was out in the, what's the name of that town out there in West Texas? You remember? Yeah, the Seal place. We went out there, Ballinger. Elder and I went out to Ballinger the other day to get a load of steel. He went with me. I said, praise the Lord, let's just go for a little trip. I got to go pick up some steel and for a building I'm working on. And so we went out there and we walked into the place and there's a girl sitting there and she says, that voice sure sounds familiar. She says, you wouldn't happen to be Thurman Scribner, would you? And I said, yes, ma'am, I am. She said, I knew it. She said, I listen to your CDs every day. I said, well, why do you listen to him? All of a sudden, another girl come walking out of another office and start screaming, Mr. Scribner. And she said, because she gave me your CDs. I said, well, and this girl's screaming. She comes running over there and grabs me and kisses me on the cheek. I don't even know who this girl is, you know. I said, whoa. I said, wow, what a way to be invited into the steel place. I said, what did I do that made you so happy? She said, you don't remember me? I said, well, no, honey. I said, what did I do? She said, I came to a healing school over a year ago. You prayed for my eyes, and before I got home, my eyes was completely set free. They're perfect. I don't need glasses no more or nothing. Now I know why this girl come running after and grabbed me and kissed me on the cheek. Because you know who this girl saw whenever she looked at me? That's absolutely right. She was looking at her king. Because she knew he's the one that healed her. She knew it wasn't me. I don't have that kind of power, but I got that kind of power in me, don't we, Bill? The healer is in us. And so when people get healed like that, and I mean, boy, she was the happiest girl. I mean, just think now, a year had come and gone, she had never called us. She got healed. She came home, we broke the curse over her. The girl goes home, on the way home, all of a sudden she's wearing her glasses and her eyes start doing something funny, and she takes her glasses off, and within a matter of minutes she can see perfectly clear and has to have no glasses, and she hadn't had any glasses since. So she's a happy camper. But she's telling everybody out there in Ballinger, she's handing out our CDs to everybody, but she didn't call us and tell us. So I didn't know. But we have these kind of testimonies come back all the time. And we're grateful. Now then, but let me tell you this wonderful secret God has revealed to us. Not all of us will die, but we will all be transformed or changed. 52 and 53. It will happen in a moment. It ain't going to be a long period of time. In the blinking of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown, for when the trumpet sounds, the Christians who have died will be raised with transformed bodies when we who are living will be transformed so that we will never die. For our perishable earthly bodies must be transformed into heavenly bodies that will never die. Now just think. I want you to all be thinking, wherever you are this week, I don't care if you're at a seminar, I don't care if you're driving down the road, let this be on your mind and your heart. What if this Rosh Hashanah is the one that the King comes for me? Am I ready? Am I ready? Am I prayed up? Have I got all sins repented of? Am I ready to go? And my daughter used to, I've been believing that the rapture was going to happen on Rosh Hashanah for well over 20 years, probably 30 years. I believe after I started studying these feasts, I thought, wow, Rosh Hashanah has got to be the one. So every year, I would get with my family, and we would pray, and I'd say, Lord, if this next week, which Rosh Hashanah, is the time for us to be caught up, I said, we're grateful and thankful that we're all sons and daughters of God. And of course, my little daughter, Amanda, Daddy, I wish you wouldn't talk like this. I said, why, honey? She said, well, I want to grow up and get married and have my own children. You know, said, you and Mama, y'all have already grown up and you've had us. So you know what it is to be married and have your own children, but I want to have my own children. I said, honey. And besides that, she said, Dad, when I got that house over there, I built that house for my family. And one of my friends told me, I built my daughter and my son the upstairs at the time I built it. It had two bedrooms in it. The big game room on the upstairs, there's 1,000 square feet on the upstairs. Half of it's a game room. The other half is divided into two bedrooms with two baths and two walk-in closets. And so one of my friends that came over one day, and he walked up to see Amanda's bedroom, the way she had it fixed, he said, you'll probably never get rid of this girl. She'll probably be here forever. Said, who would want to leave a place like this? I said, well, I want to keep her here just as long as I can. You know, but she didn't want Daddy to talk about the rapture. She wanted things to go her way. I told her, I said, honey, you would be amazed at what happens when the rapture comes, because when the rapture comes, we get to be with the Lord. I said, we're absent from the body. We're present with the King. We're in heaven. We're walking on streets of gold. I said, besides that, you know, she's talking about her beautiful room and everything. I said, you know, Daddy can build you a fairly nice-looking house, but the one that the Father in heaven, through His Son Jesus, has built for you, this is going to be no match for that one. Y'all understand that, right? Our home in heaven is going to be out of this world. But Daddy, I don't want to think about it. Well, let me tell you, her and her mother got their own personal rapture in 2001. On October the 13th, they were both killed in a head-on car truck accident. Both of them. And that's what throwed me into the ministry. You know, when my wife and my daughter, 41 and a half years, my daughter was 24 years old, they hit an oncoming truck and killed both of them, just instantly tore them all to pieces. And my little granddaughter, which was in the back seat along with a little girl like a granddaughter, the one like a granddaughter, Kelly, was 6 years old, and her seatbelt helped, but it crushed her pelvis. They were going 70 miles an hour and hit a truck going 70 miles an hour head on. So it crushed her pelvis, and she hit the seat as the seat went back and busted her head open and just bladed open, scalped her right there back about a third of the way back. And the doctor said when they care flighted her to Cook's Medical Center, if she lives, she'll have brain damage, and it'll be 2.5 to 3 months minimum before she can start walking with a walker. Now, what if the doctor tells you that and you're a Christian, what are you going to do with that? You're going to receive that, most people. You're just going to say, well, the doctor said if she lives, she might not, and if she does live, she'll have brain damage, and we just go there. We don't get in God's Word and stay in it enough to be on fire by the Holy Spirit to know, no, I don't have to take this. No. God made me promise. I'm His son. I'm a child of the King. Jesus lives in here. The miracle worker is not off in heaven somewhere. He's in here. He's given me the power to speak His word. I am His representative on this earth. And so I'm going to speak it. I quoted John 16:23-24. And I said, now, Father, after I've quoted those two verses, I said, now, Father, in the name of Jesus, You said I could ask what I will. So, Lord, I'm asking the Father in Jesus' name, according to John 16:23-24, to raise up little Kelly. I don't want no brain damage. I want her head to be better than it was before the accident. I want her to be perfect. I don't want it to be 2.5 to 3 months when she starts walking with a walker. I want her out of this ICU, and I want her walking with no walker. I want her running and playing, and I want it to happen in such a quick, short period of time that everybody will know that You had to do it so You would be glorified. And that's what I did. I stood on those two promises. And little Kelly, a week later, was out of ICU. Another week later, she's out of the hospital walking with a walker in 2 weeks. But in 3 more days, she's thrown the thing away and she's back in school running and playing like nothing ever happened in 2.5 weeks. Now, is that our Jesus? Now, is that available only to Thurman Scrivener? Who's it available to? The sons and daughters of God. That's exactly right. He wrote the book, and I didn't see nowhere where he put my name in there only. He said, to whosoever. Are you a whosoever, brother? See, when you stand on his word. Of course, John 15:7. That's an awesome. Can anybody quote John 15:7 to me? What does it say, Bill? Woo, and for a promise like that coming from God, what can you do with that, Bill? That's right. If you really believe, and I believed it. And of course, my little granddaughter, she was 3 years old at the time when I looked at her, when I walked in and looked at her, 3 years old, her little face was tore all to pieces and her head was twice as big as it normally was. I said, Doc, what's wrong with her? And he said, well, her skull is crushed in 5 places. He said, her eyes are jerked out of her brain. He said, her brain stem is severed. And he said, you can see all the cuts and scarring all over her face. And then he said, every organ in her little body is damaged somehow, some way. There's not a single organ that's not damaged. He said, her right knee is crushed, and her left leg is broken right below her knee and right above her ankle. So he said, there's no hope. She's lethal. We unplug her, and it's over. Now then, what did Jesus say? What did Jesus say I could do with John 15:7? Did he say ask anything? Then what's wrong with us? As the sons and daughters of the Most High God, what is wrong with us if Jesus says, ask anything in my name, if my words remain in you? Well, maybe his words is not remaining in us. Maybe we ain't reading the word. Maybe we're not going to church. Maybe we think we don't need to go to church. Maybe I don't need to read the Bible. Well, that's from the devil. That ain't from God, because God told you, 1 Timothy 2:15, to study to show yourself approved unto God. Rightly dividing the word of truth. So when you get a hold of the word and you've got the word in you, he said you can ask for anything like Bill said. And so I asked him, I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of John 15:7, I ask you to fix Caitlin's face. And Lord, I don't even want a scar on that little girl's face.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Always Be Enthusiastic About Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.